Extended fasting. Fasting, by definition, is abstaining from food or drink for a period of time. The term fast in the Bible comes from the Hebrew word tsum, literally meaning to cover the mouth, Strong's Hebrew. In the Greek language, it is nestis. It combines ne, meaning not, and estio, meaning to eat, Strong's Greek. This is the kind of fasting we will talk about in this section. We're not fasting social media or television. We're fasting in the true sense, and that is to not eat. Many different religions have some form of fasting in them. I have Hindu neighbors who fast because they feel it creates a tighter union with God. I have Buddhist friends who fast to be closer to God. My father's family is Muslim, and they fast in the daylight hours during the month of Ramadan to get blessings, create self-discipline, and purify their bodies. The fasting we discuss in this section is based on Christian biblical principles. However, if you're a different religion, the principles still work. I absolutely believe that you should fast with friends if you can. Fasting is not easy, so it's very important to have people around you that can encourage, strengthen, and pray with you. I believe that one of the greatest appetites human beings have is for food. It's a strong, natural desire that we deny when we fast. I've talked to a lot of people about fasting, and here are some of the reasons they told me they don't do it. I have really low blood sugar. It's just that my body won't allow me to not eat every couple of hours. I won't be able to function without food. I won't be able to go to work and be productive in my day-to-day activities. If I'm hungry, it will actually distract me from growing closer to God because all I will be able to think about is food. I don't have anyone who is interested in fasting with me, and I can't do it alone. I have a busy social life with parties and work lunches, and people will look at me funny if I'm not eating. Most of these are logical excuses, but they are just that, excuses. Let's break them down one by one. It boils down to this. The main reason people don't fast is because it's hard. At no point do I want you to think fasting will be easy, but nothing good in life comes easily. If you want a good marriage, it's going to require hard work. If you want a successful career, it's going to require hard work. Raising children is definitely hard. Many of you struggle with your weight and will agree that maintaining a healthy, fit body is hard. You get the point. We live in a world of shortcuts, magic pills, and secret sauces. Everyone I know who is successful at anything has had trials, struggles, naysayers, and setbacks. But they didn't give up, and you shouldn't either. I've done a ton of fasting, and it still isn't easy for me. But you need to press on, hang in there, and just keep moving. Anything worthwhile is going to be hard, but worth it.